a little stuck in the mud at times, Dondre. What did you think?
Yeah, there was a little bit of game slippage, of course, with, you know, us being shorthanded with Tristan not being able to be there, and along with a couple of other guys being hurt. But I thought, you know, the next man up mindset was very, very crucial to this game. Like before, Austin was a huge spark plug. Marcus was a huge, huge addition off the bench with great defense and great energy.
Yeah, and, you know, Cade knocked down a three, and, you know, you guys just did it on the defensive end again, though. I mean, you know, Woodley is a heck of a player for them, and he ends up with 9 points, quite a few of those at the late part of the game. And, you know, I know Mitch ended up with 14, but a lot of, he didn't have any at halftime. And I imagine, you know, the last time it was Matt only who pretty much shut down Mitch, but you guys all took a piece of him today.
Yeah, of course, and that was probably one of the biggest, like, surprises for us, is because, you know, we normally have Matt or Ryan or Chris DeBessie normally guarding like the top perimeter defenders, and everybody who came in and everybody that was able to switch on to them contributed and really did their part, and our help side was fantastic the whole night, even though there was a couple different, you know, looks that we gave him. Like, we gave him traps, we gave him a bunch of different looks, you know, forcing him baseline, middle, giving him all types of junk. So I'm really glad on how our defensive buy-in was really key today.
The only thing that I will say is I noticed you had a really angry look on your face at the free throw line when you missed them too. You're like, you just look like you were angry at it.
Well, honestly, like, I do get a lot of grief from my parents because they don't miss free throws ever. My uncle actually in the NITs is 2 for 2, so he's always says he's 100% from the free throw line for his career. So
that's true if you do the math, right?
Yeah, right. And, you know, my mom has always been harping on me for free throws ever since I was a little kid. So I'm taking great pride in, you know, getting to the free throw line and being able to knock those down because they're free for a reason.
Yeah. Well, you made 4 of them. You missed 4, but you made 4. Okay. So, all right, Dondre, I'll let you give a shout out to folks you think may be listening. You usually have a long list, so.
No, I should be good right now. Shout out to my mom, my brother. Shout out to my grandparents at home, and shout out to Mason who
walked away,
sadly. But I was glad that he came and watched and supported us. Yeah. I know he always had our back.
Yeah, he. Too bad that foot injury just kept him out. You know.
Yeah, and my apartment's a lot less homely without him. So I wish he was back.
Well. There's always next year. You never know.
Oh, of course. Of course.
So, okay, Dondre, congratulations on the win and your personal performance tonight. Good job, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Jack.
Okay. Dondre Yowie.